So using standard AI right now is, it's honestly like managing a brilliant but profoundly amnesiac intern. Every single morning, you have to sit them down and re-explain your goals, your tone, your audience, just to get a basic task done.
Right, it's completely exhausting.
It really is. And if you've ever felt that frustration of getting a, you know, a generic mismatched response, well, that's the exact mission for our deep dive today. We're unpacking a March 2026 piece by Drs. Christine Ann Royce and Valerie Bennett about curing this AI amnesia.
Yeah, and the technical fix they explore here is Google Gems. You should think of these not as a standard chat window, but really as customized, specialized thought partners.
Mm.
Normally, an AI's short-term memory just wipes clean when you start a new chat.
Exactly. The intern forgets everything.
Right. But a gem essentially freezes a specific set of instructions and frameworks into its permanent memory. You do the tediest setup once, and, well, the AI just retains that exact persona forever.
So instead of typing, you know, act like a 10th grade biology teacher who loves bad puns every single Tuesday, the gem just wakes up already wearing the lab coat.
Exactly, yeah.
But, I mean, building all those personas from scratch sounds like a massive time sink for anyone.
Oh, for sure. But the Royce and Bennett piece actually points to a shortcut, which is a project called ittygems.ai by Eric Kurtz. It's this open source library of over 100 pre-configured bots. The community has already done all the heavy lifting for you.
Oh, wow. Over 100.
Yeah, you can grab a gem designed specifically to generate emergency subplans or, you know, set up an AI debate. You just open the link, say hello, and it guides you through a highly specific workflow.
Okay, here's my hesitation with that, though. An emergency subplan sounds great until the AI starts inventing state policies or suggesting a field trip to Mars.
Right, the hallucination problem.
Exactly. If the intern has permanent memory but still hallucinates facts, we haven't really solved the problem, right? We've just made the amnesiac confidently wrong.
Well, that touches on the most critical difference between a regular chatbot and a well-designed gem, which is grounding. When configuring these tools, you can actually upload up to 10 reference documents.
Wait, really? Like what kind of documents?
Like state standards, your specific curriculum guide, or a grading rubric. Mechanically, you are forcing the AI to treat those documents as a closed book test. It fences the AI in, so it has to prioritize your uploaded files over just guessing from the internet.
Fencing it in. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You're restricting its universe of knowledge to just those PDFs you provided.
Exactly. And for schools, keeping that universe walled off is vital for data privacy. The system natively ring fences data on school accounts so student info doesn't bleed back into the global training model.
That is a huge relief. Now, looking beyond those community built tools, Google also provides some native gems out of the box, right? Like the Learning Coach.
Yeah, the Learning Coach operates on a slightly different philosophy. It refuses to just give you the answer. It's built to scaffold, meaning it asks you guiding questions to help you arrive at the conclusion yourself.
That's really smart.
And then there's a brainstormer, which is programmed specifically for divergent thinking. Because sometimes you don't want the single most statistically probable answer. You want like 10 wildly different out-of-the-box ways to teach a dry subject.
Yeah, and the authors actually take this further and propose theoretical gems specifically for science teachers, which I thought was fascinating. They mention a 5E instructional architect.
Right, which sounds incredibly dense, but the 5E model is really just a classic teaching cycle. Engage, explore, explain, elaborate, and evaluate.
Right, so a gem like that would take a dry standard, like say photosynthesis, and automatically structured into that five-step narrative journey. They also suggest a lab safety compliance officer.
Yes, where you'd paste in a chemistry experiment and it spits out a checklist for personal protective equipment like goggles and gloves and disposal protocols.
But wait, outsourcing safety to an AI? That feels a bit risky.
Oh, absolutely. And that specific use case comes with a massive flashing warning light. The authors make it explicitly clear that human educators must personally review any generated safety guidelines.
Yeah, I mean, an AI doesn't know the physical layout of your lab or, you know, the temperament of your specific students.
Exactly. You can delegate the drafting part, but you absolutely cannot outsource physical safety to an algorithm.
Which brings us right to the core of why this all matters for you listening, whether you're teaching chemistry or managing a marketing team.
Right, because if you can ground an AI to handle the tedious formatting, the standards alignment, the compliance checks without hallucinating, you fundamentally shift where your energy goes.
Yeah, the real value of these custom tools isn't replacing the professional at all. It's eliminating that administrative friction.
So the professional can focus entirely on the relational side of their work. I mean, a teacher's real job is sparking that aha moment in a student, not, you know, formatting a subplan in Word.
That is such a profound shift in how we might spend our days. So we're going to leave you with something to chew on.
Go for it.
If custom AI can now perfectly handle your own repetitive administrative tasks and daily formatting without forgetting the rules, what uniquely human relational skill in your own life will you finally have the time to master?